Anyway, this is the ASTA call on the 5th of November 2014. And on the call, we have Katrina Sataki, Martin Boyle, Mary Oduma, Vika Mpisane, Paul Kane, and Peter van Waste. On staff, we have Bart Boswinkel and Christina Nordström, and apologies from Lisa Poor and Giovanni Sepia.
And a apology from Donna Hollander as well. If you can hear
right.
me.
There was one from Donald Hollander, yeah.
So, in the meantime, yeah. Peter, go ahead.
Hi, everyone. Yes, just an update on Don. I'm not sure if people have received that message, but he has terminated his contract with APTLD, so he will no longer be participating in the or anything else, as far as I understand. The second thing is a question. Did you hear anything from Mathieu? Because I would really like to have an accountability update on this call. Thanks.
Peter.
Okay, is this working?
Mark Boswinkel?
Yes, I was hearing it. Thank you.
Can you hear me, Peter?
Yes, I can.
Brilliant, thank you.
I
don't know if the meeting has started yet, but I'm trying to organize the meeting for the with Vika, the session for the African region. Has a time been finalized for the webinar for Africa, please? Because I'm doing one at 4 o'clock UTC.
Yeah, and the one with Vika hasn't been finalized, so make it 1300, Paul.
1300. Okay.
Yeah, there is no other way. Otherwise, we run over, say, we conflicting with yours, and we are running in parallel with the CWG itself. And both of you want to be on that
okay.
because there's no choice.
Okay, my thing is we've had a reasonable response on the survey to date, 20-something replies, but we need to get sort of into the 60s, 70s, and I haven't responded. Many haven't responded yet, but we want to get these webinars out of the way. So 1300
yeah,
tomorrow.
Can you guys
yeah, make that for Vika. It's there is no other way because otherwise you overlap
Bob,
with the two
can
other.
Can you hear me?
Oh, hello, Vika.
Yes,
that's you. Good, excellent.
Hi, Vika.
Yeah, I'm here, man. Thanks, Paul. You are correct. Hasn't been finalized on the part. Yes, look for a suitable time. You already have that time booked, so let's go ahead with that. I don't know the silence
excellent.
On Barak's side. He's the one who's supposed to give us exact time. So. Let's go ahead. He'll have to come back to me. We'll sort it out, Paul, and we'll let you know.
1300
yeah.
tomorrow would be brilliant, and we have the bridge, we have the technology, and you have the slides. So that's brilliant. Thank you very much. I will go back into silent mode. Appreciate it. Thank you.
Peter, you were talking as well.
Hi, Bart. Yes, I was. The update was that Don has left APTLD, and the question was whether Mathieu will be on this call to provide an update on the accountability progress.
He's not on the call, but I can provide you an update because I was intimately involved in the drafting team work, and we'll share it with you.
Okay, thanks.
Yep. Mary, you have your hand raised. Mary? What I will do is I will provide you, if you agree, say, we are having serious issues with say, first of all, the attendance, and secondly, with the audio itself. My suggestion is I provide you an update where the, say, the accountability track is, and once this is done, my suggestion is, and I will repeat it on the email list, that we defer this call to the next time, because I think looking at the number of attendants, first of all, and secondly, the lack of, say, the technology that's not very helpful, it's going to be a very, very difficult discussion. And, say, it might be useful if, say, with regard to the other updates, etc., if we use it, if we can do it by email or something. If you agree, please press the, say, if you go to the hand, you will see a green button to confirm, to agree. Vika? Do you have anything to say? You've got your hand raised. Okay, then. Yeah, I think everybody more or less agrees. What I'll do is, so the update on the work of the accountability drafting team. The team has finalized its draft, which has been submitted to all the SOs and ACs. Mathieu will do so over the next couple of days to the CCNSO Council in order for adoption. What I'll do is I will forward you the draft as it's stable right now. I will forward you the draft. I will forward the draft to this group so they can see what has been proposed. If you would have any feedback, please provide so to the CCNSO Council over the next day or so. So preferably only if it's a major, major issue. What is important to understand of this charter, it uses the same method for members and participants. So again, the chartering organizations appoint members and others are invited to participate as participants. So that's the way the cross-community working group on IANA stewardship is organized as well. So that's one. The second important thing, if you look at it, is the definition of work stream 1 and work stream 2. Work stream 1 is directly related to the IANA stewardship transition, so that's important for this group as well. And work stream 2 is accountability in the broader sense. The draft includes a definition, and over time it will, based on a set of criteria, the working group will determine which issues, mechanisms, etc. should be in work stream 1 and in work stream 2. The drafting team found it difficult to already define upfront which issues should belong in issue one, work stream 1, and which issues should belong in work stream 2. So that's a major point. And the third one, it has quite an extensive process procedure around the adoption of proposals by the supporting organizations, and in this case, and that makes it different from the CWG on IANA stewardship, also a description of the role of the board and what happens based on the board resolution of 16th of October. I think these are the three major points of the of the draft itself. And again, there is, you will see, there is a role for the expert appointed by the independent panel, so the independent expert, a role for staff, not in a support role, but in, say, at level of providing input and factual information. So that's regarding the charter itself. As I said, Mathieu will submit it as one of the co-chairs, the CCNSO appointed co-chair, to the CCNSO Council. Thomas Rickert has already submitted it to the GNSO Council because they will discuss it and hopefully adopt it on the 13th of September. It has been submitted to at-large. The GAC will have a discussion around it as well. So hopefully by the end of this month, all chartering most of the chartering organization or most of those organizations who are interested in chartering the cross-community working group will have made a decision whether or not to adopt the charter and to start and to participate in the cross-community working group. In the meantime, and that's something the council still needs to decide upon is what we do and how they will launch and the call for members and the call for participants. My guess is that there will be first a call for participants and first a call for members and secondly a call for participants, again in line with the IANA Stewardship Cross-Community Working Group. That's about it. Any questions so far? So expect I will forward you the charter as it's been adopted by the drafting team, so you can have a look at it. Any questions? Vika? Or it is another point? I can't hear you.
No question from me, apart from this one. But I think I'm happy with that. When you're done under AOP, I just will report on the Africa within at least 2 weeks.
Yeah. Okay, thank you. Paul? Any questions?
I have no questions on that. I don't know if you can hear me. I assume so.
Yeah, I can hear you. Yeah.
Good. I have no questions on that. I have an AOB issue that I would like to raise. I'm not following that at all, to be honest. I'm overwhelmed by the number of emails that are buzzing around, and I'm struggling to keep up.
So one of the things, maybe you're not following this, but say the point is, and this is but will become interest, say there is a close relationship, especially between Working Group 1 or Workstream 1 and the working group you're on. Because that's
I'm on two. I'm on the second one and the third one.
Yeah, I know, but I'm talking about
the point I was just.
Let me explain it. Say you got the stewardship transition process. That's one process. Then you have the accountability process. That's the other process. And there is a close link between what will happen in the IANA stewardship process and what is defined in Workstream 1. These two topics will be very related. It's around the accountability, around the ownership, stewardship transition. So,
I'll try and get involved, but I'm doing sort of 17-hour days at the moment, and it's just deadly.
Yeah, no, it's not to get
anyway,
involved.
Can I bring on my any other business point? I'd like to get, because the number of people are dropping off, and I would welcome thoughts on my issue.
I just want to close this year, and we go into AOB, and now you, Paul.
Thank you. This week alone, there have been something like 7 phone calls so far, and there are more to come for the remainder of this week. one call, and I've forgotten which one, but I think it was probably Monday, raised the issue of the difference between CCTLDs and GTLDs, and I think it was Keith Davidson that raised it, and if we as a CC community should basically try and create an Annex A and an Annex B. So we have Annex A for the CCs, which describes in more depth the vagaries of the CC world, and the GTLDs can do the GTLD world. And I would be interested to know what people thought. The amount of discussion on the lists is, particularly if you're in multiple groups, and I have the pleasure of serving on two groups, is amazing. And the amount of knowledge amongst the GTLD community of the differences in the CC world, the knowledge is in some instance limited. There's a lot of goodwill, but they're very focused on the area they're competent in, namely GTLDs. And I think Keith raised the issue about having option A, or, you know, Annex A and Annex B. And I just would welcome people's thoughts on that.
Paul, this is Bart.
Yeah.
Say that this is one of the reasons why I included this, the, say, if you look at the agenda CWG-related matters on coordinating input for proposal. And that's more or less the language to capture, say, your point as well. But I think, say, having that discussion with this small group is too limited. Maybe raise that point, if you would be so kind to raise that point again, on an email on this list. Then we can put it high up in the agenda and already start a online discussion at it. That's one remark. Secondly, I think you got the and now we're going into the weeds of say the working group. The RFP 2A that was presented yesterday by Chuck Gomes is currently focused on GTLDs. I know Bernie will be, and together with say, your and other members' assistants, will be compiling a same overview for CCTLDs, what are the current arrangements. Flowing from that, you already have probably a good overview of the differences, but also the commonalities. And I think that would be a good starting point to have the discussion you're raising.
Yep.
And
so just on that very point, I'm on group two and A particularly. I think Chuck and Kieran have done a good job. They have sections on the CC world, and I think they've done quite a good job in trying to capture it. Just going forward, particularly for the group three, which I'm also on, it is the really group three. I'm wondering if we ought to have group 3A or group for GTLDs or CC, whichever, split them off. I will have the discussion on the email list and see where the CC community is. I'm finding this genuinely very interesting, this whole process, because obviously I've been out of it for a while. I'm amazed that there is so much on the mailing list, but that's something for me to learn and try and cope with. The second issue relates to the survey. Now, there have been three calls to date. I haven't heard how the Spanish call went on. What was good, we had good input from Australia, constructive input from Australia. Chris Despain's fears were allayed primarily by Peter's excellent email. But also he had Paul on the call this morning, and he too was pleased with the way in which the survey was going. But I do think we need somehow to get a larger response. At the moment we've had 20-something replies, bearing in mind that is going to form the basis, those 20 replies will form the basis of our drafting our various approaches, that's a bit embarrassing. Those 20 people proportionately are going to have a significantly louder voice. So I would like to see if we can discuss how best to solicit input from the CC community, and also what are we doing now with the unfortunate departure of Don Hollander, who has been very useful in this and worked hard on this survey initiative. There is a little bit of a vacuum in the APTLD region. Open to suggestions from anyone.
This is Bart. Martin, you want to respond on to this one or to another one?
To the first point. So if you've got points to reply on the survey, go ahead.
Peter, you want to reply on regard to the survey?
Yes, indeed, Bart. More in particular on the practical aspects of the follow-up.
Yeah. Please go ahead, and then I'll make a suggestion, see if that works, based on previous experiences.
Okay. So, Paul, the survey is handled by Patrick at the moment, and so he has access to all the data. From the top of my head, the response rate from the Asian region has been quite okay, but I can ask Patrick, who has access to the APTLD mailing list, to keep on chasing that if need be. So for the immediate implications for the survey of Don's absence, I think we can cover that. But in the long term, there is indeed a vacuum that that needs to be filled. But that will be up to the APTLD board.
Yeah. Maybe.
No, I think it would be helpful if Patrick could just keep the momentum going. You're right. The APTLD region has been quite active. 23, I've got the number now in front of me, 23 CCs have responded. It is quite early days. The Europeans are a little slow, and I have to apologize. I, too, haven't done anything on the survey. I was going to leave my submission till last. But we just need to get momentum going. But that's what the webinar is about. But Patrick, yes, if he could step in and make sure that the outreach effort originally envisaged can be undertaken, that would be great.
Paul and Peter as well and others say, especially Paul, now you have access to all the world list and the others. What always has been helpful, at least in our experience from the CCNSO Secretariat, is to send reminders, and if necessary, including the links, etc., because people are not aware of it, and they use multiple channels, so use the channels of the regional organizations as well, and send out a reminder by the end of this week. And maybe even one.
Well, I've just sent out a reminder just before this call, and I would urge the CCNSO Secretariat also to send out reminders. There is diversity, and I'm fortunate enough to see the results, which is great, and Patrick is doing a good job, but it would be just nice to get the momentum going. The rate of reply to the surveys is increasing on a daily basis, so that's great. But we want everyone to have the opportunity of responding where possible.
Yeah, so by the end of this week, so Thursday or Friday, I will send out a reminder on the email lists as well, which I have, and then with a concerted action from say the regional organizations, we should get there. Okay.
Okay, that's fine.
Anything else? Fika, anything regarding this point? Otherwise, we'll return to Martin.
Yes, Bart, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Hello, Bart?
Okay. Yeah, I can hear you.
Listen, just to add, I've been in touch with Barak as well. Okay, I've been in touch with Barak as well. He's also doing a facing of a couple of African CTLDs. He said to me just now on Skype. that we should expect in the course of this week responses from Sudan, Senegal, Kenya, Tanzania, Libya, and so forth. He's also pointing out that about the webinar, practically it will prefer it to move to next week sometime. So, like I said, just leave that to us with him. We'll come back to you about any other time that you may propose.
Yeah, but the 1300 is, say, the other two times are already taken, Pika, later in the afternoon.
Yeah, we'll see, man. Leave it to us. We may do a Skype call, maybe not with everybody, but, you know, with all the CCTLDs, we can get it on Friday or Monday next week.
Yeah, okay. Anything else on the survey?
Hello?
Yeah, go ahead, Mary.
Oh, okay, you can now hear me.
You're breaking up again, Mary.
Okay, we're hoping that between now and we're hoping that between now and the end of the week, that there will be some responses. Some have participated in the webinar, some. Because I remember sending out the reminders that they should participate. I think some did participate and they will complete the questionnaire.
Okay, thank you, Mary. Anybody else on the survey? Then we return to Paul's first point and Martin's comments. Your speaker, you got your hand still up. Is that related to this one or the other point? No? Martin, please go ahead.
Okay, thanks. It's Martin here. Just picking up on Paul's point, which I think is quite an important point of the differences between CCTLDs and GTLDs. It seems to me that we've got to try and strike some sort of reasonable balance between those, and one of the things I quite liked about Chuck Gomes' paper is that he did focus quite nicely on the differences between C's and G's, but I would be reluctant to see us splitting it into entirely two separate streams. And the reason is that there are a certain number of commonalities that I think would be better dealt with together. And then there are certain things like the policy framework and the contractual relationship, or rather the absence of contractual relationship, that would then have to be at least thought about separately. So I'm just sort of putting my hand up and saying, well, yeah, but don't go siloed, except where you need to go siloed, and be very, very clear as early as possible what those silos actually are. Thanks.
Thank you. Peter?
Just a quick response. I also echo what Martin has just said. I don't think it's helpful to go into silos. That said, we have the opportunity of a face-to-face in Frankfurt in 2 weeks' time. The GTLD group are pretty organized, very organized. The CC group, and I know obviously myself and Vika, or Vika and myself are on it, we're just grappling with trying to address the various models within the CC group. And so historically I've been reluctant to promote the idea of scenarios within, or scenario papers, but I think some thought needs to be given to the scenario papers just to inform the meeting in Frankfurt. So 2 weeks is not that far off for the CC group to do something, but as Bart has indicated, I will try and have this up on start the discussion on yet another mailing list to see what this group wants to do. but time is quite short.
I agree,
silos aren't appropriate.
And as I said, say, by the end of this week, as you know, Paul and others, by the end of this week, the RFP2A group, so that's the description that Chuck Gomes prepared, including Paul and Kieran, and where Bernie is doing the heavy lifting, it will include a similar kind of table for the CCTLDs. Until now, it hasn't been developed yet. And that will most likely visualize the commonalities and the differences. So that would be a nice basis for a fuller discussion, so everybody understands, say, what is, say, from a common basis.
Well, I'm happy to assist in that. So if you want to have a word with Bernie or Chuck, mention my willingness
and
to,
you're on
to
that group anyway,
ensure CC.
I know.
The thing is, to be candid, I do about 600 emails a day. This is just, these 50, 60 emails that I'm getting now are just knocking me over the edge. I'm really struggling. So what would be helpful, incidentally, and I don't know if you could organize, but I'm disappointed that the attendance on this call is so light. Maybe it's because people were not aware. Could we have a calendar for the next 2-3 weeks of phone calls that we are expected to be on, and then we can diarize things correctly?
Okay, no problem, because say we had this call, say this one is scheduled every 2 weeks, so that's fairly simple. But the attendance is light, so.
Just a simple calendar, and then we might get better participation.
Yeah. Okay. No problem at all. See what we can do to make this worthwhile everybody's effort. So, Mary, no, nobody. Any other comments? Any other business? No,
just to apologize that some of us have been so busy. Just like Paul said, he's just been amazing. The number of emails you got to read, reply, and follow up with so many groups, including being in ITU, so it wasn't an easy one. But if there's anybody that could, Bart, could you do something for us?
Yeah, which is? I'll start with...
Which is the taking off from where?
I will start with the calendar. That's a good idea.
Hello?
Again, compile it and use this.
Yeah, the calendar is a good idea. I mean the type of table that the G's, GNSO has done, if we could have the same thing for the CCNSO.
What do you mean?
If Paul is so busy, I know that he's volunteering to help, but I don't know whether Bart would also be able to join to help him.
Okay, we'll see. If nobody has any other business, then thank you for attending, and again, apologies for the technology, that it didn't work out as it should be. I'll forward you the action item and the accountability draft charter, and then once this, say, RFP2 is available for those of you on the call who are not up to speed with what's happening within the CWG, I will forward you that discussion piece as well, so you have a focused idea of what is happening and how the IANA contract plays out for the CCs and the GTLDs. I think that this 2A piece, that's, as Chuck said yesterday, that is important to inform the discussion on the proposals and the discussions around the proposals itself. So if nobody has any other comments, then thank you for attending.
Thanks.
Thank you all. Cheers.
Cheers, bye-bye.